Lep pozdrav v tako imenovani hudi uri. Ta komorni začetek ima seveda svoj razlog. A v tem potem, kot bi rekel Zlatko Zahovič, najprej pa treba pač spostaviti širši kontekst. In sicer, tukaj imamo gosta, dva gosta, ki bosta jutri nastopila, ne jutri, ampak po jutršnjem v sredo, v galeriji Škuc, bolj tako obrobu nekak ene razstave, ki se imenuje New School oziroma New School. Tukaj imam sicer v rokah katalog, kjer dosti podrobno vse piše, v glavnem gre za razstavo, ki sicer ne vem, koliko časa bo trajala, otvoritev pa je jutri. In sicer o izdelkih oziroma aktivnostih relativno mlade, po moje najmlajše, no, ampak saj, že uveljavne skupine dizajnerjev in z njimi povezanimi kakšnimi drugimi izraznimi oblikami, kot je muzika, se pravi DJ kultura in VJ kultura, da naj omenem samo ene par oblikovalcev, in sicer tukaj gre za Martina Brica, Ozorena Škodriča, pa še koga, recimo, kaj je še tle, no, iz skupine, oziroma ne vem, če je to skupina, ampak na vsak način je projektna grupa KODP, potem Luka Prinčič bo predstavljal za robotka, tudi ne vem, plošče, CD-ji, Dominike Batista in tako naprej. Na glavnem men te imena niso tako zelo znana, razen Luke Prinčiča in v zadnjem času tudi fantov in deklet, verjetno tudi kakšno dekle zran v skupini Codeep, tako da bo na vsak način zanimivo si malo pogledati, kaj se dogaja na tem področju. Vidim tle še Ajdina Bašiča z videotom. Gledam to, da tokrat šimfam čez dizajnere oziroma kako ostaja na površini, recimo, da bom tokrat izpraznil srce oziroma strupa, srce strupa in se podal na raziskovanje odprtega duha. V glavnem, otvoritev je jutri, to smo rekli, v sredo, zdaj smo pa že tako rekoč v sredi. Tudi to, kar se spodi vali, je nekaj temu podobno, moramo pa zdaj pač prešaltati na eno tako slovensko, baltsko, angleščino. In bomo malo probali predstaviti, kaj se tam dogaja oziroma s kakšnim konceptom oziroma koga smo sploh sem dobili. Tukaj sta G. Labovca, Arturas Baumsteinas in Laura Garbštine.
Hello.
This was the voice of Arturas. Laura is taking video. So, maybe it's not exactly the right context, but it was the only thing that was available. Or maybe the only.
Yeah, thanks to you.
thanks to Alenka, I think. Alenka, ki organizira razstavo, je ponudila termin v Škucu. So on Wednesday at 9 o'clock approximately, there'll be what?
There will be. It's difficult to call it performance of electronic music because there will be not no such a actual performance, and the music will not be electronic but the acoustic, and it will be more installation. Two rooms. In one room you could you will be able to see a film, not a narrative one, a video film, and in another room it will be an empty stage with the music broadcasted through the speakers, so you can wander from one room to another and just enjoy yourself, see the film and listen to the music.
And you probably have some thinking behind it, this double room movie going on separately.
No, some concept maybe, but we just want to separate those two elements, visual and sound, audio element, one from each other, with the aim to say that, maybe there's no aim to say something, but that's the way we work in G-Lab. We do or narrative works with video, or we do some sound works, and we are not like a multimedia band, which multimedia group, which works in these audiovisual art.
Synthesizing.
No, we're not very interested in synthesize exactly.
Yeah, but usually one wouldn't go as far as to separate also the rooms in the Riga. When I saw you, it was just the occasion that you had to use the same room, because as you told me, there was also not the sound on the video. Was it then silence?
Of course there is sound on the video, but that doesn't mean that the sound somehow is exploring some borders of exploring the media of sound. It's just an ordinary sound, as in a film, for example. You don't divide it, you don't talk about it separately. There is priorities. The priorities in film is film. In video work, it's visual presentation. And in audio work, it's of course. But of course, it can be used, the visual can be used to back up audio works and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. I think I forgot to say that you come from Vilnius.
Yes, we are.
Lithuania. Is Vilnius a Litva? Later on, you'll have to tell me a little bit more about what's going on there.
Yes, sure.
Maybe now it's already the time that you announce the second. No, let's say what was the first piece.
Oh yeah, the first was Sequentina, a piece for string orchestra, which was recorded last year in June by St. Christopher's Orchestra in Vilnius. That was my first piece for such a huge ensemble of musicians.
And what did you like it? Because usually you don't work with classical musicians.
I work quite often with musicians who
also
play instruments. Yeah, because I like the sound of the violin.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I like to use it, and also other instruments.
But this was like a little bit minimalistic, or style was it?
It's difficult to say, to talk about style. Technique was, maybe you can say it's, the technique is same as some minimal composer's work, but it was more like loop music, loop samples. I worked first on some electronic medias, and then I orchestrate what I have to instruments. I just orchestrate my
You yourself play with what instrument?
No, I don't play any instrument. Uh-huh. I play computer software.
Uh-huh. You said you had the perfect what was it? Ear.
No, I said I don't have perfect ear. That's why I can't compose directly to the piano. Some composers do, just play some chords and then write it down.
Uh-huh. I thought that the perfect ear meant that you don't need the piano, that you just right.
Yes, you're right.
Sure. Okay, so the next piece and
The next piece, is violin, viola, and untitled. It's for violin, viola, and electronic backup.
Thank you. This is a piece by Arturas Baumsteinas. I think you said enough about it. So I want to know a little bit more about what else do you do? You prepared some music festivals, and in one book you are mentioned. You mentioned how it's possible to make festival with little money.
Well, what I talked in that book is Susanne Niedermayer. It was not. I was talking not about the festivals I organized, but it was my opinion about festivals organized by some a little bit older generation people, those like Antanas Yasenko and those who now are organized really with the big financial support, like the main festivals of electronic music in Lithuania. But when they started to be organized, it was really like festivals done with enthusiasm, just with that, with no some financial supporting.
Just this you talk about what year? Like in
it was in 94, 90, even 97.
And what is the background from before? For me, it seems that 70s, 80s were the time of improvised music, of like more progressive jazz.
Yes, sure. Jazz was the main.
And who is the saxophone player?
Maybe you mean Čekasin.
Čekasin.
They were quite famous. Yeah, when we went to Lithuania in the end of 60s, I guess they started this Gete Ček and then Tarasov Čekasin. It was first other music, some approach to the music from more experimental side.
Would you say that this is the same line like then electronic music, which was experimental in the 90s?
I think that there is some continuity, and I don't think that some things appeared differently and independently from the things that were before them.
And you also say that Jasenka is really quite an old, his older generation composer and musician.
Yeah, he's 40 years old now.
Yeah, 40 years old. He's not so old.
Yeah, not so old.
But he's the one that you mentioned that before he played like he was fairly classical composer, and then he discovered somehow the electronic sounds, and now he explores it.
Yes, that's true.
And okay, so this is it. What about institutions? Soros is gone now.
Yeah, Soros was supporting Lithuanian initiatives in about I don't want to say the wrong date, but it was in the beginning of 90s and in the middle of 90s it was, but I'm not sure if there was one festival, very prominent festival, Musica Ficta, which brought some most famous and very good ensembles and musicians, and we heard it for the first time. This kind of early we could hear it only in the Warsaw Autumn Festival. This kind of
so we had to things. Travel. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that was the first like biggest kind of festival. But before that, in the 70s and 80s, there were some more closer like initiatives, like I don't want to say cult-like, but organized by composers' union in small circle, or from the other side, it was some events in the clubs which were more jazz orientated, or let's say alternative rock orientated. So of course there are names that could be mentioned. And
what is now like actual? What is interesting these years?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a festival or some place or something or some initiative even where so that one could call that there is some kind of scene of avant-garde electronic musicians, or even linked with techno scene somewhere, or since you do also videos
Yeah, everything is very mixed now, and there are lots of people, lots of young people who are very enthusiastic, and now the foundations are like open. It's easy to get some support for small events. And
this is public or private foundations?
This is a public.
Like of Ministry course. Of Culture.
Yes, sure. It's not very easy. It's not so much as here in Slovenia is. Yes, so there are some festivals which are organized by young persons like Tautas Berkevičius, Garso Zona, Sound Zone it's called, and it's real nice. I think it will become bigger and more interesting later.
Okay, so this is now enough about the scene.
I don't know if you are satisfied with what I said.
You probably said what is important, or no. I'm satisfied if I hear that there is an ability for somebody who experiments to survive.
Yes, I think there is.
You're still alive. Announce another piece.
Another piece will be from a project. I'm not sure what CD is there, but I think it's Anti-Radical Opera, which is a project done by me and poet from Japan, Jesse Glass, and we're doing it for already 4 years, from 2001. And it's an opera done with people who submitted their voice submissions from all around the world. I collected it still now. And I just use those voices into this virtual choir. I mix it, and I add some instruments. I wrote something I just improvise. And I hope someday we'll release it, and till the end of this long journey.
But is this opera supposed to be sung in opera house?
No, maybe it's just the audio. The final thing will be on CD.
The genre, you stole the genre.
The genre, we just flirting like with it. Thank you.
music of Arturas Bumsteinas, Vilnius, Litva. Litva, yeah. Okay. Now I started when I was listening to this, not when I was listening to your string quartet, if it was string quartet.
String orchestra, piece,
string
yeah,
orchestra.
Yeah.
Again, I'm about to ask you something about academism in music, since you are studying as a composer, so you are a serious person, you're not like us folklore people. How do you connect, or where do you see the differences between, for instance, us who just use sounds as bricks, or
yeah,
and you who should know from what era, from
yeah, I understand the question.
Okay.
I think that this experimental music and practice of playing with sounds, exploring sounds without knowing any traditions, any other musical traditions, is not just like it doesn't come from nothing. There is also a need for education, but I don't think that one has to know musical notation to compose a piece of let's say some telephone ring sounds to construct a piece. There is a question of another, some other education. Well, it can be technical education or any other. But for me, this academy is, I take things from there like tools, and I don't think why it's should be somehow, why it should be some conflict between this experimental scene and academic scene, because academy gives some tools that could be used and introduced into other techniques and practices.
Yeah, but you probably are aware of the different contexts that are, for instance, if you use piano, it is already a cultural context, it's a historical context.
Yes, sure.
Piano represents certain era, certain social relations and whatever.
But why not to mix those contexts?
It's possible if with this you can say something. I don't know, for me the pure aesthetics, if there is at all one, is not interesting at all. But you have to deal with something which is called aesthetics. If you are some kind of, like, I would say, academic.
Yes, aesthetics is one more parameter which you can somehow control. You have to choose. Anyway, you have to choose maybe not a style, but for me it's important to choose some, to invent maybe, or to construct some recognizable language which could be introduced into my music, and the listener could understand the language, and that it could construct a wall from things I do. I believe in the wholeness, in something that something that unites everything in one. But I don't want to use word style, because it's somehow people old fashioned.
But you used not today, but some days before the word emotional.
Emotional.
Yeah, is emotional this glue, this material that maybe makes a whole.
Maybe I meant that emotion is the first thing you grasp, from. I mean, that's how people listen to the music. The emotional image, that surface, is the most important. And first of all, I think about this emotional content, yes. But the other things are, I am not interested about hiding something in the structure or saying some messages with purely formal musical things. It's just about the color of sound, emotion, and
And this is also if you make sounds to be played with the video. Does it matter if the context is meant to be sound for the video, even if they are in separate rooms?
Well, what I'm going to... You're talking about this...
For instance, mm-hmm. what you will do at Schutz?
Mm-hmm. That will be a different... Just one piece from my earlier compositions and a video which has nothing to do with that piece, actually, which we did with Laura some few years ago, and we remixed it a little bit. Actually, we didn't think about some very straight relationship between that video and that particular audio. It's just also we combine it using our like emotional and maybe let's say intuitive.
Yeah, I agree. This is the same. I mean, the same level.
Mm.
Yeah, let's say something about the new piece.
The next will be this also from Anti-Radical Opera project done with Jesse Glass. And it's called Narrator Song with a solo voice of Kira Bjorkas from Oslo. He sent that voice submission also.
At Utah Station, sure took a from his pocket.
Anti-Radical Opera Arturas Baumsteines in G-Lab is also Laura Garbstein.
Yes.
So she is like a visual artist, and but you both work on video. What are the principles that you use in video? Or I know that you also make documentaries, but that's probably...
Yes, in G-Lab we concentrate more on video works. That could be the main interest for us, is to show in exhibitions, in visual art exhibitions that we do sometimes. And we also did a documentary film about experimental music in Lithuania that was shown on television TV1 in Vilnius. And but you asked about the principles where we work.
Yeah, something. Tell us something about the videos that you do.
Well, the main thing, it's quite difficult to say now, because the works are, we have some different not techniques, but different ideas how to work with materials. The most interesting for us probably is taking of some ready-made or found video, not footage, but some maybe some observation of natural things going on, and then reworking it and lifting it up to some new
poetics.
Not of course you can, maybe you can find it there, but just reworking the ready-made images that you can find. For example, we did one work, it's called Invasion, a short video film. We went to the film set where the company, film company, was shooting a film about the Second World War, and we filmed when the set was over and the people were just relaxing, and the actors were giving, the soldiers were giving guns and their uniforms for the prop, and we filmed all this.
And maybe German and Russian soldiers were
just German. They were just German, yeah. And though some very very strong spotlights were deconstructed at the same time, and that was very interesting for us, how different times and different cultural images mixes together. Like you see in one scene, you can see a very lot of things, and if you make a stop, that's what we almost made, because the film is very slow. We slowed it for 50% or 40%. It's very slow. You can see very different images, like these German soldiers are drinking Coca-Cola, and some minivan. It's now the old historical car is passing near, you know, BMW minivan. So everything is like in one intersection, and everything is mixed together. So we are interested in this, taking an image, capturing it, and then reworking and putting it into some new quality. And another thing that we are interested is also found footage, but making some comment on some, let's say, a political or historical issue. And there is a work called Applause, where we took footage from television where the coat of arms of Soviet Union is hidden under the curtain in the parliament, and we just reworked that image. We made another coat of arms, actually the same, but with the color, only with the color, to be projected on that curtain, and it's loop. It's the curtain goes up, the curtain goes down. So it's a little bit another kind of work, which differs from Invasion, I think. So those are two most typical works for us, and another works are like closer to Applause, maybe closer to Invasion. So I think it's like that.
Now, how long is the last piece? Longer than 10 minutes.
The last piece is, I think it's 8 minutes.
Okay, so we have 3 minutes more. Bamštejnas in Garbštine bosta nastopila v sredo ob 9 začer v Škucu. Okay, so this was just information again when the show will take. So
maybe we can talk about music else, which is playing in in the background. You didn't mention
yeah.
that.
Tell it.
Ah, this is just a recording of us three yesterday.
It's a recording.
It's a great recording of us playing yesterday in Borut's place.
Of our session, we used two computers.
And you can hear Laura Gerbstiene with bass guitar.
Yeah, thank you.
Which is very subliminal.
So you deal also with this kind of improvisation. Okay, we switched from video, now improvise this a little bit different than your composed things. Yeah, improvised music. You say that you also do this kind of sessions where you meet more than once a week. Mm.
Yeah, sometimes we do, because why not just to use something different from what you used to work? And that's quite simple.
Maybe it's a different situation entirely. Maybe it's more like a social event. You're not in your head with some structure.
Yes, the first
out.
Thing that you are not alone. That's true. You are with somebody, and the best events that I participated is the events where you meet person you don't know what is he going to play, and you just join the mixture.
So you change. It's not like three of you meeting all the time.
Yeah, we do very different. There are some. I have some friends who are also experimenting with sounds, and we just meet and.
And they're not like composers like you are.
Some are, mm-hmm. and some are not. There's no difference, I think.
Do they come from various musical scenes? Like, do they play techno sometimes, or?
Yes, but
jazz musicians?
It's not difficult to imagine that small country, and Vilnius is a small town, so if some person plays techno music in the evening and he also likes, he also likes some more experimental things, and he starts to do it by himself, to experiment with sound, so anyway he gets in touch with people who do the similar things, and the people are from very different backgrounds.
Yeah, this reminds me a little bit of the romantic times of punk, when people couldn't play, but they had wish to play, and then when they learned to play, it was the punk was all over, the energy was gone, and so on. At some moment, I thought that this would the end. This was the end of any kind of amateurism of this kind. But it's good that it's not.
But in this practice of experimenting with sound, what you called amateurism is maybe it's a helping power, because the originality, I think that a lot of originality comes from that you don't know how to articulate right words, you don't know how to articulate the right sounds, so you can do something
else.
This
is the point that you didn't understand yesterday when I was telling about random notes in the computer, when they combine in a special manner so that a human wouldn't be able to make it. And one of my ideas is maybe that if I deal with computer, this random generation algorithms, so on, like 20 years, and then I start again to play some kind of instrument, how would this reflect on these motorics of the hand, motorics of the brain, I don't know, motorics of the emotional... You say yes. Or you put the question. So we use this 3 minutes, and now announcement.
Oh yeah, the last piece is Domestic Pleasures, and it's about a pleasure to be alone with your computer and to make some nice improvised piece of electronic music. Well, it's also uses some sounds of violin there. So let's go.